The statue of the Happy Prince is standing on a tall column in the center of the city square. It is all made of gold. His eyes are sapphires, and there is a big red ruby in his sword. People are passing by the statue and admire its beauty.
He looks so happy.
He looks like an angel.
A little swallow is flying around the statue.
Soon I will be flying to Egypt because winter is coming, but first I must find a place to stay and sleep in this town for tonight.
The swaddle settles between the prince's legs.
This is a beautiful golden bed for me to sleep overnight.
The swallow feels water drops falling on him, and he looks up to see where the drops are coming from.
Is this rain or is this statue crying? Who are you?
I'm the happy prince, but I'm not as happy as I used to be.
Why is that so?
Well, when I lived in my palace, I was very happy. Now that I'm dead, from here I can see poor people in this town, and I'm very sad about them. That's why I need your help.
My help? How can I help?
Far away from here, in a poor house, lives a woman who makes evening dresses for the ladies in the palace. Her son lies ill with fever next to her. She can only give him river water to drink, so he can't get well. Swallow, please pull out a ruby from my sword and take it to her.
But my friends are waiting for me, because we fly to Egypt at this time of the year.
Little Swallow, please stay with me for one more night. Only you can help me and the poor little boy.
I don't like boys very much. They hit little birds sometimes and they can be very nasty.
The happy prince looks sadly at the swallow, so the swallow feels sorry for him.
All right, I'll help you, but I can stay for just one night.
Thank you, little swallow.
The swallow takes a ruby from the prince's sword. He flies across the whole city until he finds the poor house. He finds the lady sleeping in a chair and the boy in fever in his bed. The swallow flies into the room and leaves a ruby on the table. Then he flies around the bed to cool the boy with his wings, so the fever is gone and the boy feels much better. The little swallow returns to the statue and falls asleep, very tired. The next day, early in the morning, the little swallow prepares to leave for Egypt.
Little swallow, please stay with me one more night.
But my friends are waiting for me. I must go.
Swallow, swallow, far away in the city, I see a poor young boy who is writing a play for the theater in his attic. But he is hungry and cold, and he cannot think or write like that. He needs your help.
Okay, I guess I can stay for one more night.
The little swallow finds a young boy hidden in an attic, shivering from cold. The little swallow quickly flies to the happy prince to ask for a ruby.
Sadly, I have no more rubies. Take out one of the sapphires from my eyes.
Oh no, you mustn't.
Swallow, oh swallow, take it, please.
The little swallow takes one sapphire from his eyes and flies over to a small attic. It leaves it near the dead flowers and flies away, not waking the young man up.
Oh! What is this? Someone likes my work. Now I can finally finish my play.
The next day, the little swallow flies to the sea. It prepares to fly to Egypt and returns to the happy prince to say goodbye.
Swallow, oh swallow, stay a little bit longer.
It's cold here now and the snow is coming, but Egypt is so warm and sunny now.
There is a little girl in the town square selling matches. Her matches have fallen to her feet to the wet ground. And now nobody will buy them, and her father is waiting for her at home. If she comes back with no money, he will beat her. Take this, little swallow, and bring it to the little girl before you go.
I can stay another night, but I cannot take your other eye.
Swallow, oh swallow, you must do this for me.
The swallow pulls out the prince's other eye and takes it in his mouth down to the town square.
That's nice!
The little bird flies back to the prince.
You are blind now, and so I must stay with you always.
No, little swallow, you must fly away to Egypt and the sun.
I'm staying with you now.
That night, he sleeps at the prince's feet. The next day, the swallow sits on the prince's shoulder and tells him stories of Egypt.
My little swallow, you tell me all these things about Egypt, but truly I want to know more about the people here in my city. Fly out over the town and tell me what you see down there. Come back and tell me everything.
So the little bird flies out over the big city and sees the lives of all the people down there. He sees all sorts of people, from the rich and proud to the poor and sad. He comes back and tells the prince about the hungry children and poor, cold boys with nowhere to sleep.
Take off my gold leaf and give it to all the poor that need it. Perhaps it can make them happy.
So, leaf by leaf, the swallow takes the gold from the statue. Now, the happy prince looks old and gray. The swallow takes the gold leaf and gives it to poor people. The children look better and they laugh and play in the streets now.
We have bread to eat now.
The first snow falls. The little swallow is very cold but doesn't want to leave the prince. He finds and eats crumbs spread on the cold, snowy floor. The little swallow flies over to the happy prince's shoulder with sadness in its eyes.
I'm dying soon, happy prince. May I give you a kiss on your forehead?
You may give me a kiss on the lips.
The little swallow gives him a small peck on the lips and falls to the statue's feet. A small crack is heard. Is it the happy prince's heart cracking in half?
What is this? What has happened to the statue? Sapphire eyes have turned gray. The ruby on his sword is gone. And where are his golden leaves? He's very ugly. Take him to the furnace. And throw away that bird at his feet. We shall make a statue of me.
And so the town councils take the statue to the furnace and burn it. But its heart doesn't melt. They throw its heart away and it ends up right next to the dead swallow.
Angel, bring the two most important things from this town to me.
So the angel listens and goes to the rubbish pile to bring him the swallow and the happy prince's cracked heart.
Indeed, these two things are the most important ones.
Now the happy prince lives in his golden city while the swallow sings happily in the garden forever and ever.